Oh, that's great. All right. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. We're still looking at Fairfax. What is that, the Grove over there?
Yeah. What was happening with that is the LAPD was closing streets in the area surrounding the Grove off of Fairfax after report of shots fired. We haven't heard anything more on that yet.
All right. Well, when we have more, we will give that to you. All right. McDonald's has some new cups out, right? If you like, got a McDonald's cup, Jones, in you.
The most popular fast food restaurant in America is now trying to make sure more Americans get vaccinated against coronavirus. McDonald's is teaming up with the White House for a new promotion. All of its coffee cups will now feature the slogan, "We can do this," along with the website, vaccine.gov.
Oh, my God. Can't they ever leave us alone, right? It's everywhere, right? We get it. You want us to get vaccinated. People who want to get vaccinated, they'll get it. And people that don't, won't. But you're not going to convince them with the coffee cup. It just doesn't work that way.
Have Uber and Lyft giving free rides to people going to get vaccinated.
Right. I don't know if people who are not going to get vaccinated, if the problem is they can't afford a ride. Maybe not. But I don't know. I'd like to find out how many people who are dead set against vaccination, right? They have never been vaccinated. They're like Crozier, right? They're like real cowboys, right? They've never been vaccinated. They've never had, physicals, nothing, right? And then they get a cup of coffee and they look at it and they go, oh, that cup says I should get vaccinated. You know what? I'm going to put a pause on the rest of my day and go find some shots. Right? Isn't that number zero?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
But is it there for the fencers? People are on the fence?
I think that's what they're hoping. Yeah. Like, if you're on the fence, is this a reminder?
Right.
Your cup says...
But if you get a cup with a, hey, what does it say on it? We're all in this together.
McDonald's is teaming up with the White House for a new promotion. All of its coffee cups will now feature the slogan, "We can do this," along with the website, vaccine.gov.
Okay, we can do this, right? And you get a cup that says, "We can do this." And you're like, you know what? I just wanted some coffee. It's not a big deal. Little cream, little sugar, something to just pick me up. Right, so I can get through the rest of my stupid day. And now they're like, hey, why don't you try a vaccine with it as well? Right? I understand if they're going to vaccinate you in McDonald's. I think that's a better idea. Right? But they don't ask you. You know, you're just sitting there ordering. They come up and plop one of those syringes in your back. Right? And now you're vaccinated, whether you like it or not.
Is the cup of coffee free?
No, I don't think so.
There's an idea.
Yeah, free coffee if you get vaccinated. That's an idea, right? You gotta convince people. Look, you're not going to swear at people and say you better effing get vaccinated, and you're not going to guilt them into it. You have to convince people, and you know through very very positive ways. You got to be positive with them. You got to say, look, I got it. It's helped me. It may help you. I hope you get it. You know, I love you. I want you around for a long time. You know, maybe kids could do that with their parents, right? That's possible, right? Where a high school kid says, hey, mom and dad, you know what? I'm off to college soon, but I want to make sure you guys are healthy. For my college for my high school graduation gift, instead of a car or, a watch or whatever, trip to Europe, if you guys get vaccinated, that'd be my gift, right? That goes a long way with parents. Right. I don't know a single parent that would say no to that. Right. So maybe kids can help out. That's possible. But when people are dead set against the vaccination, the one thing that's going to push them further away from getting vaccinated is to keep beating them over the head. And, with you got to get it. You're an a-hole if you don't get it. You're not going to sit in my section if you don't get it. You're not coming to my wedding if you don't get it. That's going to push people into isolation. And they are going to be, and we're going to, all of a sudden, we're going to have 50,000 Unabombers, right, in this country. I'm like, wow, how did this happen? Bombs are going off everywhere. What happened? You push the vaxxers, the anti-vaxxers. You push them too hard. You can't push these people hard. They'll come back to haunt you. They'll kill you. So just easy with them, right? How about this? Maybe every other cup at McDonald's has you're a loser unless you get vaccinated. You got to get vaccinated. Maybe every other cup. I'll accept that, but I just want some coffee, man. Just a cup of coffee, man. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we can do this actually right now. Let's finish up with the story.
We're going to have Matt Money Smith coming back.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and the reason why Matt Money Smith, by the way, is coming on, the National Football League is back, baby. They just released their schedule.
Rams, they're going to start Sunday against the Chicago Bears prime time.
Oh, how great is that? The Bears and the Rams opening day.
Sunday night game, then home matchups against Tom Brady and the Super Bowl champion Bucks.
Oh, Tom Brady's coming to town with those Bucks.
Plenty of travel. They'll have back-to-back roadies in Seattle and in New York. And Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions come to town.
Oh, that's going to be a great game, right? They offloaded, Goff. And now he's coming back to try to beat the Rams.
In late October, after their bye week in week 11, the Rams head on the road for four of their final seven games, facing the Packers, Cardinals, and Ravens, plus divisional rivals, the Seahawks and the 49ers. As for the Chargers, they open the season on the road in the nation's capital. First home game against the Cowboys.
That needs a breath.
They open the season on the road in the nation's capital. First home game against the Cowboys. How about a Monday nighter? October 4th against the Raiders. They'll host them. The Bolts bye week is October 24th. Then home.
Is this guy dying?
Yeah, dude, take a breath.
Yeah, he
keeps pinching it out.
Yeah, like, look, eventually, look, these games don't start until September.
Yeah, take it easy, bud.
You know? Just take a breath, bub.
October 4th against the Raiders. They'll host them. The Bolts' bye week is October 24th. Then home to the Patriots at Philadelphia, home to the Vikings and Steelers. On the road at Denver and Cincinnati. Back home against the Giants and Chiefs.
Oh, so the Chargers are going to be in Denver. Belly, you should go to that game. You're a big Denver fan, right?
Send me.
Huh?
Send me home.
Send you home. Take me home. Isn't that the song? Take me home. Country roads. To a place I belong. Hey, that's our maybe the 9 o'clock PDSA, huh?
Did we do that one yet?
Did we do it? I don't think we did.
Oh, we're doing that.
All right. Let's do it, man.
By the way, SoFi Stadium gets five games that are going to be played on prime time this season.
Ooh, is that right?
Yeah, it was 18 weeks. They've added an extra game of 17 games for the season now. And of the 18 weeks of NFL games, the regular season.
Right.
SoFi Stadium is going to be prime time on five of those weeks.
You know what I heard? That they're going to do a noon game. Usually the West Coast games are at 1. Yeah. They're going to do a noon game at SoFi for the Rams and then change the field out to play the Chargers. We'll play that Sunday night.
In the evening.
Yeah.
What's really funny?
I just made that up, but I think that's
really
cool.
Because that would make sense.
Yeah.
They oddly enough, who would have thunk that the Chargers are the one that gets three primetime games and the Rams only get two?
What?
Yeah, Chargers are going to be seen in the evening now three times.
And the Rams paid for that joint.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's funny, isn't it?
That is crazy, man.
And then at Texas, home to Denver and the Raiders to finish off the regular season.
What is Dax back with that stupid team of yours?
I'm sorry?
Is Dax back?
It's a stupid team, yeah.
Are they back?
First game of the season, Thursday night against the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, that should be a great game. Yeah. Oh, that's great, man.
Dax's first game back.
You should go there, right?
Oh, man, that would be something else.
Why don't you what's the date on that game?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a Thursday night. I know that.
Oh, it's a Thursday night?
Yeah, it's the very first night game of the season.
So if you left here Thursday morning,
yeah, I suppose
I could.
At
5 a.m., you can go to the game. Right. We got it. You know what? Let's do a GoFundMe to send Crozier to that Tampa Bay game.
Hello?
Hello?
But not Bellio to Denver.
No, but Crozier is from Tampa.
Well, Bellio's from
Denver. My dad was from St. Pete, yeah.
Yeah, but his dad's from Tampa.
But my dad was from Tampa or Denver.
I'm sorry? Well, that didn't work out so well.
That's what you get when you come late to rehearsal.
And it's too late, baby, now. It's too late. Though we really did try to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Something
it's too late, baby.
Has died and
wait a minute. Wait, let's crank this up. All right, I get it. All right, he's trying to hit it with her, and And she said, now it's too late. I get it. All right. It's probably Matt Money Smith's move. All right, Matt Money Smith is with us, everybody. What's happening, bub?
Ding dong!
Ding!
Junior, how are you?
Dog, buddy. I know I tell you this, and you think I'm stroking your ego, and that's sort of insulting, but
yeah.
I love when you and Petros come on, man. It's it really is some of my... I get up when I around noon when I get the breakdown of the show, and I see you guys on it. It makes it a great afternoon, and I'm being honest with you, bub.
Well, we love coming out. Well, yeah, you know what? I can't speak for Petros. Damn it. We love coming out.
Let's go. Hey, so the National Football League, the schedule is out. It looks like Los Angeles, not only with the Chargers but the Rams, we're going to have an exciting game almost every single week.
It's look, it's games that are played in September and it's May, and people are excited. It's weird, I know, but I think it just speaks to the power of the NFL. How important it is to all of us that we can now start planning, like, holy crap, the first game with fans the Chargers are going to play at SoFi is against the freaking Cowboys.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy, right? I mean, for the Rams, the first game with fans is going to be the Bears. I mean, these are two stalwart franchises that are going to end up kind of essentially opening SoFi with fans inside. It's going to be pretty freaking cool.
I mean, they might have 25 million people watching that game. The Cowboys versus the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's in terms of fans, I mean, the Cowboys, I would say California is probably second to Texas in terms of their fan base because, you know, they have trained for training camp in Oxnard forever.
Right.
And especially when the teams left, you know, when the Raiders and the Rams left, the Cowboys kind of became a bit of a de facto team here. So I'm sure Southern California, A, the ratings on television are going to be crazy, but I think also – you know, the place is going to really have an electricity to it, which I'm excited about.
Is it going to be full 100% capacity with all the seats? They got it, right?
I mean, you know, do you want to get recalled or not? You better play the NFL game if you don't feel like getting recalled, you jerk. Well, I'm guessing they're going to pack it.
They've got to. I mean, you know, and they've lost 2 years with that stadium, one to, you know, the delays in construction and then one to the pandemic.
Yeah, it's look, it's been a rough go. I tip the cap to Stan Kroenke, the owner of the Rams, and to Dean Spanos, the owner of the Chargers, for putting together really competitive teams, even when there was a lot of revenue that was putting them in the red for the last season and even to some degree the season before. Because of where they were playing and rented, saying, you know, they were leasing their stadium as opposed to living in it and cashing in on all the ticket and seat revenue. So,
right.
You know, hopefully it's allowed to be packed because I think if they allow it, it will be.
It will be for sure. Matt Money Smith is the voice play-by-play for the Los Angeles Chargers. Have you been able to see where you're gonna be situated in the stadium?
Well, yeah, remember, I did the games there last year.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There were just
right.
no
that's
fans.
Right.
That's yeah, right. Our position is terrible. there's no two ways about it. I mean, they put us in an absolute crap hole of a spot.
Wow, is it worse here or worse in Miami?
Miami was pretty bad. Miami was was in a corner. I'm going to say this is almost the exact same location, only it's farther away from the field. So, yeah, this is probably in contention for the worst broadcast location. I do want to share this story too, Tim.
Right.
Before I started doing the Charger games, you know, I used to do Game of the Week.
Right.
You know, national syndicated radio. I've been to pretty much every single football stadium. You know, I'd be in Green Bay one week, Baltimore the next, Seattle the next, you know, just calling a game that would be aired nationally.
Sure.
I did a lot of 49er games before they moved to their new stadium. So I would do these games at Candlestick Park. Well, because they had this basic, I'm trying to think of how can I euphemize this? So Spanish radio pitched a fit. That's probably not euphemizing that they weren't getting equal treatment as English radio. Right.
Okay, right.
So all these stadiums had to accommodate Spanish, like visiting broadcasts, things that they just did not build studios for, right?
Right.
So the national radio broadcast would always be like the low man on the totem pole. And for the most part, that meant we still got a booth. It just wasn't the best booth. It might be closer to the end zone than the 50-yard line. Well, In the case of Candlestick Park, which of course was ancient, one of the worst piles of crap stadiums in the NFL before they tore it down.
Right.
That studio, and I am not kidding, was a shipping container that was bolted to the top of the stadium that you would have to climb a steel ladder to get into. Mind you, I'm not old, but I'm also not young. So
right.
I'm old enough to remember the serious earthquake in 89 that affected the Bay Area. And I'm like, you know, if there's an earthquake, there's no way this thing
wow.
is going to stay bolted to the top of this stadium. Yeah, it really is one of the that is the worst broadcast position I've ever had in all my years. Well, that and, of course, the same place, right, the Bay Area, Stanford, had a brand-new stadium. They had remodeled the farm where Stanford football plays. So when I was calling college football, but they forgot to build an extra booth. So, again, wow. national radio is always last on the totem pole. So you have these idiot Stanford students from the broadcast school that are interns, basically,
right.
practicing. They get a booth. I have to sit on the roof of the stadium. Outdoors, mind you. Outdoors.
Wow.
Not indoors.
With just like
outdoors.
a folding chair?
Basically, yes. Two
wow.
folding chairs, a card table, and it was the same location as the alumni get together at halftime. So I'd be doing halftime and all these people would come over, Stanford alums, mind you. No, good man. What are you doing here? I'm in the middle of a broadcast, sir. No. It was terrible.
That's so crazy.
I was in a rainstorm one time where it is just blowing sideways. Sideways.
You know,
and,
buddy, you've got to write a book about what it's like to be now that you're with the Chargers, everything is top shelf. But when you're a journeyman, you know, national broadcast, lowest guy in the totem pole, man, you got to write a book on all the crap that all the stuff that was just not, the respect that was just not shown to you and your partner while you're on the road.
Well, the pageantry and romance of national radio.
Oh, man.
Told by Matt Money.
I tell you, I'm sure you have a million stories. You can also stick that story in of you going to the water park when you were in Florida with those kids.
Yeah, that's a good one, right?
That's one of the great stories of all time.
I still contend that it's not as bad as it sounds. That it really did make perfect sense.
I know. It does to me as well. I mean, look, it does to everybody except for the father of those kids.
Yes. And I think we should leave it at that. I don't want to give the details. Let everybody try to figure out what the heck I'm talking about. You know, it's better that way.
That's right.
I'm just saying, I don't think it was right. I don't think it was right for her to suggest that I was creepy.
I
was just a guy that wanted to ride a water slide. That's all it was.
Look, can you because I know that you get, bored of telling it. I never do. But can you come back and just give us the highlights of that story?
Yes.
Okay, that was a yes. All right, Matt Money Smith has one of the great. Have you heard his story about the water park?
No.
Oh my God, have you heard it, Russ?
No, I haven't heard it.
Two people.
Okay.
Matt should have
Angel,
plenty of incentive.
Angel, I think you heard it, right?
Oh yes.
Okay.
It's so good.
I can't wait for this, man. This is one of the great stories of all time.
So he needs to tell it like he's never told it before.
Yes. Yeah, Bellio, lay that on him, right? But it really. What? Two fingers in one night. Man, that's the second time she's given me the finger. That's unbelievable.
It's in a movie.
KFI AM 640 Conway Show. Matt Money Smith is with us. He is the half of the Petros and Money team on KLAC 570 AM, home of the Clippers, UCLA, and I believe the Chargers are on the FM station, right? Anyway, Matt Money Smith is with us. He's been with the National Football League for decades and decades, and he is the play-by-play guy for the Los Angeles Chargers. Welcome back to KFI, bub.
Yeah, let's just get on with it.
Okay. This is a story that Matt told on KLAC, and I asked him to please come on and try to retell it as best he could, and I think it was better the second time. This is a great story, and I'm going to shut my mic off. Here we go.
So 2 years ago, we played the Miami Dolphins in Miami. And the hotel that, you know, oftentimes you'll stay at an airport hotel, you'll stay at a hotel that's close proximity to a practice field that a coach likes or close to the stadium that you're going to play. Well, in Miami, the Chargers stay at a hotel that's a resort. And it's got an 18-hole golf course, and it's got a spa, and it's a five-star hotel, and it just so happens to have a water park attached to it as well. So whenever we go on the road, I'm not the guy that stays in his room and watches Netflix and eats at the Olive Garden. You know, I like to go and find a museum or a local attraction or some live music spot. You know, that's what I want to do.
Right.
So as we're staying at this resort, instead of going and getting a massage or whatever, I'm like, you know what? This is the last time I was at a water park. I go to the water park. And of course, nobody wants to go with me because it's too they're too cool for it, right? You know, you go to a water park, you weirdo. So I go to the front desk. I'm like, hey, can I get a wristband for the water park? And they're like, sure. How many you need? I got this, you know. Oh. I'm like, just one. Is this just one for me? So I go to the water park, and there's probably about 8 or 9 slides. There's like a wave pool. There's a lazy river. There's like this one slide that's got an inner tube for 2 people that you can pick your path. There's this one where you stand on a platform and the floor drops out and you go rocketing down super fast. And I'm like, oh, whatever. You know what? I'm just going to go on all of them. Inner tubes. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, this is great. You know, and then there's this one where you're in like this giant disc. And you go down a pretty steep grade. You make a right turn and you got a lot of speed. And it like vaults you up this wall. That's almost vertical, and you like almost get to the top, and then you kind of come back down, and it's almost like a little toilet bowl that you dump into the pool below, right?
Right.
So that's the one with the longest line. Clearly, it's the most popular slide. I'm standing in line, and I'm waiting about, you know, there's not a lot of people there. I'm maybe waiting 5-10 minutes. I get to the front of the line, and the woman that's working the slide says, who are you going with? I said, you're looking at him. She's like, well, this is minimum 2 riders. And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, I'm looking at the line and there's a bunch of kids in line. I'm like, I'm weighing more than the 2 kids put together. I'm like, you know, I'm 160 pounds. I got plenty of weight. Like, sorry, sir. It's 2 kids. I'm like, again, I mean, I get it that it's 2 people, but I'm looking at these 2 little boys behind me and I'm like, hey, I weigh more than 50 pounds apiece.
Right.
Sorry, sir. So instead of just getting out of line, I turn around and I say to the 2 kids, hey, you guys want to go with me? And they don't say anything. And so I'm like, so then I'm trying to sell it. I'm like, listen, this slide, it's all about torque, right? Like, you want to get as much weight as possible because you guys are too light. Like, you're going to get on this thing and you might not even go up. You go on with me, and we're going to probably get to the top. It's going to be pretty awesome. And, like, before I even finish that whole spiel, they never say a word the whole time, by the way. They're just looking at me terrified. The woman in line just looks at me and goes, sir, can you please exit the line? And so I walk to the slide right across where there's no line. It's the one that has the floor that drops out.
Right.
And I look at the woman who's running that, and I go, hey, is anybody in line, or can I just get on? She just looks at me and doesn't say anything, just kind of nods at the slide because she's watched this whole thing transpire. I just climb in, and I hear this, 3, 2, 1.
There he goes.
And I drop down in humiliation.
I love the fact that you're trying to sell this to these, you know, 9-year-old kids who've been told by their parents a million times never to talk to strangers. You've told all your daughters that, and then you're trying to sell them that you can take them to the top.
Right. Like I said, it made sense to me at the time.
It's so great.
there's a reason why it's a minimum two riders, because you need the weight for the ride to operate properly. So I'm like, listen, guys, you got to trust me on this.
Oh, it's so great. I mean, try to convince these two kids that that you're doing them a huge favor, and you believed
exactly.
it, right?
Exactly. Sir, can you please exit the line? And then remember after I got out of that slide, that little thing, the slide of humiliation, the drop of humiliation, I sulked my way over to the lazy river.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but I weigh 160 pounds wet.
Right.
But for some reason, the lazy river current kept blowing me into these two women that were in front of me, like doing an Instagram live or like trying to take a bunch of pictures of themselves. And finally, I'm like hanging onto the rocks, trying to slow down. And all it's doing is like spinning me. So I'm going in circles. And finally, one of the women looks at me and she's like, "Hey, you just want to go first?"
It's such a great story because it was done with total innocence. You know, you thought nothing of it. Like, you know, even though it's, you know, it's 2019 and, you know, talking even at water parks, it can get a little hairy for kids. You're like, no.
Right?
Those thoughts never crossed your mind. Like the good father that you are. And yeah, trying to sell yourself to these two kids in the open like that. Like, guys, I can take you places you've never been before.
Right?
It is so
exactly.
great.
Who's this pasty middle-aged white guy talking to my kids?
That's great, dude. I love that story, man. I really appreciate it. I know you get tired of telling it, but I love that story, man. It's such a great visual.
I don't tell it that often. It's like a Tim Conway Jr. story. Yeah. I think it's the only place I tell it. And then once I tell it, I'm here.
That's great,
buddy. It's a second life on Twitter. And hey, again, embrace the local fare, you know? And
that's
it just
right.
It's going to be a water park.
Yeah,
darn
big
it.
Dog. Buddy, have a great
time.
We'll talk to you, you know, obviously before the season, but this looks like a really exciting schedule for you on the road and at home, man. This is going to be a great year.
You got it. Looking forward to it.
I appreciate it. Thanks, bud. All right, there he goes. Matt Money Smith. I love that effing story, man.
I that's totally me. That's exactly what I would do.
I know. It's like we'd all do that, and we wouldn't even think about it until, you know, you told that story to somebody and like, what?
I would see the look on those kids' faces of like, and I would double down. I would keep, like Matt.
Yeah,
I would just
keep,
no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm not that creepy guy.
Right. Like, I'm good for you guys. You guys cannot be taken to a level of excitement on your own. You need me.
Which just looks worse and worse.
It's the worst thing in the world, right? This you know, wet guy probably in his yellow shorts or white shorts that matches his skin, you know, in his 40s there alone, trying to convince these kids that he's the world's greatest gift to them.
There were a couple.
It's best story ever.
There were a couple nondescript moments that I've had like that, helping out at school, being the dad.
I know. You always have to watch it.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. Yep. You know?
I had parents and teachers that gave me a little eye once in a while.
It is. And by the way, there's no better dads than you and Matt Money Smith, and you shouldn't have to ever go through that, you know, but we all do. All right, we're live on KFI. More now with Croce. KFI AM 640.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
Conway Show. Hey, at 9 o'clock tonight, we do the DDSA, Ding Dong Sing Along. Become very popular. I hear other stations ripping it off, right?
I honestly, last night, I drove home and I heard on a local, not one of iHeart's.
Right.
And you wonder why I was listening to it. It just, that's where the station was.
I get.
They were playing Tiny Dancer.
Oh.
I haven't heard that played in years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, where'd you get that idea?
Yeah. I was listening to, the other night to George Nori, right, on the way home. And he's like, why don't we do a Bigfoot sing-along, right? And I'm like, what? What is
it's
that?
It's catching on.
Right? And then he had a guy impersonating Bigfoot, and they sang a Frank Sinatra song, right?
Oh, I bet that was good.
I left, and a guy came out, I left my footprint in Lower State Washington. I'm like, oh, this is not good. But I listened.
I stayed,
man.
By the way, it wasn't my fault.
What?
The slip up earlier when I said my dad was from Tampa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you weren't listening to the show, We were saying that we want to put a GoFundMe together to send Crozier to Tampa Bay to watch the opening game against
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Buccaneers versus who? The Cowboys?
The Cowboys.
Cowboys, okay. Yeah. And so we're going to say, hey, let's do that. And then Belly will say, well, I'm from Denver. Why don't you send me to Denver? And then Crozier said, well, I'm from Tampa. And Belly said, I'm from Denver. And Crozier said, my dad's from Tampa. And Belly said, my dad's from Tampa. And I said, no, your dad's from Rhode Island. And then we just went to commercial break. And how is it not your fault?
Because I read what was written in the script.
What page is it?
37. It says, right there, Crozier says, well, because my dad's from Tampa. Then Bellio, well, my dad's
from Tampa. From
Tampa.
Okay, it does. You're
see
right.
See what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, that's Sheila.
Well, explain who Sheila is, because people don't know who Sheila is.
Oh, she's one that types our scripts.
Yeah.
But that is her fault.
See, so when I read it...
Yeah, but you should know that your dad's not from Tampa.
I know, but honestly, I was just following along, and I just absentmindedly read what
I know, but
wrote.
when you say, like, let's say it said in there, you know, I'm going to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, you're clearly not going to do that.
I know, but that's why I got caught up in it, and I messed it up, and then I threw off the next line.
Yeah, no, it clearly is. Hey, yeah. Yep, there it is. Yeah, my dad's from Tampa Bay. It should read Rhode Island. Sorry. Can you make a note to her? That's the second one this week.
Her eyes are going.
I know. We pay her pretty well, too. She's very nice, but maybe. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Right?
Why?
Plus, she's also working from home. I think if she was here.
Well, I do think that's a big part of it. Because did you notice how her Zoom was going in and out today?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing the last three pages of the show. Just
you are?
Yeah. I've only been here a month, and I've never seen her come in here.
I know.
She hasn't.
Yeah.
She hasn't been in over a year.
She hasn't been here at all.
Good for her.
Well, she's, yeah. Not.
It's starting to show. You really don't have the last three pages?
I don't have the last three pages, no. There's nothing for me to say.
You have the pink one that we changed. 47 is now pink because there were some revisions.
Right.
You don't have?
No, I don't have any of that. That last three pages are not here.
Which ones do you have? Do you have all?
It's falling apart, gang.
Oh, I don't have that one.
Okay. All right.
So are we not doing the GoFundMe for me to go to Tampa or no?
Let me see if that's on here. Nope. No GoFundMe for Crozier. Nope.
Hey, Crozier, while you're in Tampa, maybe you can check to see if your sister needs any popsicles or eggs. You know, storage in case there's a hurricane blowing through.
Oh, yeah. How is she?
Yeah, you remember that? We called your sister.
Oh, yeah. She lives in Miami.
How's she doing?
I was so confused by that. I was like, wait, what?
Popsicles. What do you mean popsicles? Just to eat.
She did send me a picture with an entire table full of popsicles and eggs on it, by the way.
That's so great. We had Crozier's sister was going to come on with us one night because she was in Miami for the hurricane.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't get a hold of her. So this dope goes into her office and puts on a sound effect of a hurricane in the background and calls up as your sister. And like 3 minutes into it, we're like, this sounds familiar. And what was that voice you were doing?
I was just talking
the
like
Southern
this.
Voice.
Oh, yeah. She was Southern. Yeah. Yeah. So, and you said, do you have gas? You know, and I said, well, I am a little nervous. And you go, no, I mean to drive.
And they're like, Bellio, it's Bellio. And you're like, no, it's not. It's Michael Crozier's brother.
Sister.
Like, we can see you doing that. All right, we're going to come back with the Ding Dong Sing Along, and it is Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver. We're live on KFI M640.